Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning into the Inner Revolution podcast. Are you ready to be changed? Well, let's go. Hey friends, thanks for tuning into the Inner Revolution podcast. Just want to talk heart to heart about an upcoming decision that my wife and I are making, and of course my son as well. We are taking a beautiful step of faith to move to Houston. And we've been here in Baltimore well over 20 years and have been faithfully serving in our local church. And really, the church is our family. So this has not been an easy decision in one sense, but a little history here. People ask me, why Houston? You know, you have an effective role here in pastoral care. And the beautiful thing about faith is it doesn't make sense sometimes. And there's a lot of unknowns to faith. But one thing is known, and that is Christ himself. And as we wait on him, things become more clear. And life makes a whole lot more sense in the mystery than without the mystery of Christ. So over the years, 10 to be exact, maybe a little over 10 years, God put in my heart to really believe him for church planting. Now, I've done church planting work in the Ukraine. We planted a few churches there and that continue today by Ukrainian nationals and pastors. They're doing an amazing job. And please be praying for the Ukraine. It's tragic what is continuing to go on there with the Russian aggression. And there's a lot we could say there. But please be praying for that conflict to end. But it seems that the churches in the Ukraine are thriving. And interestingly enough about persecution is our priorities change and we understand what's of value when things are under fire or things are lost. But about 10 or 12 years ago, just believing God and taking steps about church planting, we helped plant a church in Wilmington, Delaware, and then more recently in the last 5 years, been planting in the city of Frederick, Maryland. Both are now functioning well with their own pastors. And but in the United States, as we look at our nation, it's really burdened my heart as a international missionary for many years, since 1987, I was in communist Poland ministering, and I moved permanently over to the Ukraine in 1994, but been part of the work in Europe really since the early 90s. But every time in the last few years, getting on an airplane, going over the pond, I felt helpless, and I would dare say even hopeless in regards to my own country. And God really challenged me in that thought, you know, about U.S. missions. And many have said to me over the years, oh, the U.S. has had its time. It's been evangelized. It's a country full of light. There's so many different sources for people to come, hear the gospel, and that it's not open. And every time I heard that, it just really never sat well with me because I thought, wow, the same God that's here in America is in Europe and in Africa and China and all of Asia. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just as the days, months, and years would roll by, actively working here in Baltimore and actively working in Maryland here, I would take trips to Atlanta, Houston, and Nevada, other parts of the United States, and just really see that there is a real need for missions in the United States. So that helplessness and hopelessness that creeped in, the Lord really addressed it and kind of said to me in so many words, if no one will go, why don't you go? So I kind of sat on that and prayed, and I didn't want to be impulsive. And so I shared it with my wife a few years back, and it just wasn't the right timing. And so I laid it on the altar, just the vision of church planting, being on a mission team again. And maybe about 6 months ago, my wife came to me and she said, you know, I'm ready. I think it's God's time. And we started taking a harder look at Houston. This is where my brother is. He's been faithfully serving there over 6 years. The church is thriving. And I've taken a number of trips there. And I'm an elder and trustee in the church remotely and on location when I'm on site, of course. But just kind of working with the inner workings of the church, really see a tremendous potential and beautiful church family there. And my wife went down there recently and just confirmed in her heart that this is truly a step of faith and God's next step in our life. So we've bathed this in prayer, and we are in this great place of selling our stuff, our homes, and taking this Luke 5:4 approach to launch out into the deep. I got to say, it's a little scary. It's a little uncomfortable. I mean, you've been in a location for over 20 years. You've built resources and networking, and now it's a new beginning. It's a new start. So I just wanted to share my heart on this for a few minutes, that faith is what pleases God. It's what's beautiful, and it's something where we, when we stop pursuing the impossibilities, we start to seek out the certainties, as one writer says. When we stop pursuing the impossibilities, we start to seek and pursue the certainties. And what that means is, like anything, we hold on tighter, we dig in deeper, we settle in more concretely in our present state. And God, in Hebrews chapter 11, wants us to be sojourners, pilgrims. He wants us to be pioneers and to be explorers. I love Hebrews 11. It always challenges me to hold on loosely to what we have and not to let our possessions possess us, because that can so easily happen just for security, that false sense of security. And often we can kind of rationalize away faith steps or faith ventures. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to move to be in the perfect will of God, but in our case, we really have seen God open up some concrete doors, because as we prayed for some specific things that we could not control. And our heart was to say, Lord, you know these three things. And I'm not going to say them out loud, but just he met every single one of those requests. And he continues to meet those requests. We have a few more progressively as we walk, that God is opening doors in his timing, his way, and he's closing other doors. So I'm encouraged to and ask for your prayer as the end of August we venture to Houston and work with my brother's church, Evergrace, connected here with Greater Grace. And that's a beautiful thing, to be a missionary and a continued fellow servant with Greater Grace in a new city. The statistics in Houston are shocking. I mean, it's about 2,000 people a month they say are moving to Houston. We see the great exodus of other states coming to Florida and Houston. That is what it is. But honestly, we are looking at it just strictly as to build the church there that's already there, to help strengthen the Bible school that's already there, and to do mission work in other cities that has tremendous potential. Nearby to Houston, we see the A&M campus, the largest campus in the United States, as a mission field. We see that one out of eight young people attempt suicide in the area we're moving into. Think about that, one out of eight. It's that's a shocking number. There's just great need all around us. People, you know, obviously foreign or international missions, not that we compare, but tends to get more glory and more attention. But think about it, the world is in our backyard. Have you noticed that? China, Nepal, the Middle East, South America, just these beautiful countries, Europe. I meet so many more Ukrainian refugees. You know, it's the world is in our backyard. So being equipped And being a missionary where we are across the street or around the world, it does not matter. It matters that we're intentional, that we're prayerful, that we're trained, and that we're not just doing it once in a while, but it's something, it's our lifestyle. So my brother and I have served together over in the Ukraine for many years. We bring different skill sets to the table, and I believe we work well together. And our families will co-labor with another family down there in Houston, and we're going to believe God for a very fruitful year. So we cover your prayers. Maybe you're asking, how can I help? Pray for us. Support us. We are going to work part-time. I'm going to be working for a Christian agency called the Marriage Revolution. You can Google it. It's a beautiful Christian organization that focuses on marriage and family and counseling through difficult times. I'll be working part-time there. My wife will be working from home. But we are looking for financial support, and we would just say for a cup of coffee a day, you know, $4 or $5 a day, you can give to us as much as you want, just to help us get time in our schedules. Because I think with U.S. missions, people are working hard, they're working full time, they have their lives, they have their family. But if we could slice some time off of full-time work to part-time work, that would enable us to give more time to the ministry. Because Houston is a very needy area. It's the third largest, most diverse city in the United States. Think about that. Third largest, most diverse city in the United States. So there's a lot of potential, a lot of needs. So we have a website. It's bit.ly/Houston Missions. And if you want to go to that, bit.ly/Houston Missions, you can see our story. You can see just a little bit of background of where we've ministered. I've been ministering the gospel since I've been 16 years old. I grew up in a family that was very, very missions minded, a local church, very missions minded, completed seminary, and have moved overseas and served with some amazing people. And our church is a reaching church. So pray for us. As you think about our country, we don't have to be hopeless. We don't have to be helpless. We can be ministers of the gospel, holding forth the word of life. And this is what the world needs. I remember recently in Atlanta ministering, and it's amazing how the gospel is not preached, or how many people don't really know the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And in sharing our faith from a perspective of Christ plus nothing equals everything, Christ at the center, the unconditional love of God, the truth of the Bible, objectively with a grace foundation, this is life-giving, life-transforming. So this is our heart, to do that there in Houston and to believe God for churches in the surrounding area. And if the Lord was to tarry, to look more north into the central and western part of the United States that desperately needs the gospel. Now, you might say, hey, it's the Bible Belt. Why do we need another church in the Bible Belt? Well, if you've noticed, our churches through COVID, and this is not an indictment, but God is simply, the dead churches no longer continued, or they just were removed, right? But there are so many churches that there are so many needs for church planting and or people that have been made orphans that have not, that no longer have a church community. And so our heart is to build like the Acts 2 principle of the New Testament church in these areas, to love, serve in our communities, to pray, and to be, again, a minister of hope and life in the space that God has us to bloom where we have been planted. So I would welcome your feedback. It'd be great to hear from you. If you want to learn more, if you want to be a partner with us, check us out there, bit.ly/Houston Missions. And I'd be happy to talk with you and share with you the opportunity. God bless you, and pray with us in this step of faith. And if maybe God's prompting you, maybe something in your heart, you have stopped pursuing in impossibilities, and now you are just seeking certainties or securities or things that we can control. And that is just the natural progression of the natural man as we get older. But God is saying, I have so much more for you. I have so much prepared for you. There is more to believe me for. And just like the circuit rider would do his 400-mile circuit, the thing that drove him was the love of God and the love of truth and the needs of people. And we can be a circuit rider in our families. We can be a circuit rider in our neighborhoods. We can be a circuit rider in our churches as men to step up and be counted on and counted for. So if there's something in your heart you're believing God for, pray, seek counsel, and go for it in God's perfect timing. Because the provision of God follows his will. So maybe there are many excuses. Paul said, there's an open door, but there are many adversaries. That is true. Typically, when you have resistance, it means you're walking in the right direction. So as you pray and seek, Luke 5:4, launch out into the deep and walk on the water, as Peter did. Notice new shores. Notice new horizons. Experience the faithfulness of God again. See him high and lifted up again, and worship him again. And really see him beyond our controlled and contrived nature, but really see him in all of his wonder, knowing that his will done his way will never lack his provision. So I look forward to hearing from you, and God bless you. Thanks, friends, for joining us for another episode of the Inner Revolution podcast. Please find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode.